Story 59 One Stop Shop. We had to do it different.
Upon opening, we were able to immediately provide housing solutions for 315 neighbors in need. In addition to serving three meals a day for residents in our program, we continued serving unsheltered neighbors in need with a daily hot meal, just as we had been doing for a few years prior from the other buildings we rented. We simply moved over to our new building. It was designed purposefully with a fantastic full-service industrial kitchen that was more than suitable for handling everything needed for preparing and serving thousands of hot meals every day. Our building design included a sizable dining area for residents to eat together. We also included a dining area for unsheltered San Diegans to sit down for their meals as well. From day one of opening that first newly built building, we've been focused on meeting the needs of our neighbors in need with care and compassion, whether they are living within our housing programs or living on the streets. During the summer months, it can get really hot for unsheltered neighbors who are standing in line awaiting meals. To make things comfortable, we got huge wall-sized air conditioning fans set up in the courtyard to provide cooling comfort as they waited. I have always come from the frame of mind that if I'd want it for me, I'd provide it for them, and if I wouldn't want it for me, I'd never consider it for them. Jesus' words are always ringing in my mind to love my neighbor as myself, treat my neighbor as myself. Since I like nice housing, hot, delicious meals, and being comfortable, that was the standard for everything we provided for our neighbors in need. Another thing I like is one-stop shopping. Perhaps it's the Bronx kid in me where everything we ever needed was basically on our block or within a block of us. But ever since I moved to California, I have enjoyed going to one shopping center to get everything I need. For years, my favorite place to shop in downtown San Diego was Horton Plaza because everything I needed was there. I didn't have to go all over town to get things from a bunch of different stores. That's a waste of time to me. Everything I needed was in one location. Horton Plaza opened in 1985, right around the same time we were breaking ground. While I didn't model anything after it, we were both builders in downtown essentially offering a similar solution, a one-stop shop. Horton Plaza had everything you'd need within one property, and so did we. Also at that time, many of my board members were executives for major hotels, and this one-stop shop was what hotels were moving their business models to as well. When you go to a hotel, it's not just rooms within the property. Many hotels now have one or two restaurants, shops, a business center, a beauty salon, and even a spa. Why do they do this? They don't want you leaving. They want you to do everything you need within their property. This is the same with cruise ships. I love taking cruises. You can pretty much do anything and everything on the ship that you can do on land. Hotels, cruise ships, and shopping centers offered one-stop shop solutions, and so did we. It just made sense. I wanted people in our program to remain with us. I wanted us to handle all of their needs. It didn't make any sense to me to house people overnight and then send them to other places to get what they needed. I felt by doing that, we'd lose momentum for progress. We'd lose control. By having everything under one roof, we would be able to help facilitate rehabilitation opportunities more effectively. Besides, if I was sending people to someone else's program for assistance, and that program lost its funding and went out of business, what then? I didn't want anyone else having that much influence over our progress. We needed to keep it all in-house if we were going to really be able to help our neighbors get off the streets for good, which was and always has been the ultimate goal. If you wonder how we got so far over budget on our first build, it was also because of this one-stop shop solution. We didn't just construct a building to provide beds. We built a center for creating opportunities to help build up people. By offering a one-stop shop, we could provide rehabilitation opportunities for our neighbors experiencing homelessness with the purpose of meeting them where they were at and giving them the time and resources they needed to create real change in their lives. Within our first on-site programs, we offered a full-service medical clinic, on-site public accredited school for youth, GED preparation and adult education classes, job training center, mental health support, peer groups and addiction treatment and support, full-service kitchen and dining to feed thousands of people daily, and necessities for clothing and personal hygiene for people of all ages. Everything someone needed was available because we provided a one-stop shop. This was a whole new model for creating solutions for homelessness. To me, this one-stop shop concept focused on providing a complete restart to someone's life. We were focused on a whole person approach to tackle all of the issues that perpetuated the cycle of homelessness and poverty. To help our neighbors have the chance to change their lives, we needed to meet them where they were at and help them have access to everything they needed to create a fresh start forward for themselves. We became builders of buildings to be able to help build up our community of neighbors in need. We weren't trying to be revolutionary. It was just common sense to me. Our first building ran way over budget for all the right reasons. Our one-stop shop solution had everything our neighbors in need needed. But what I will never live down is that underground garage. Who starts digging out an underground parking garage after construction has started? You already know the answer. A priest who had no experience doing what he was doing, but was willing to learn and adjust plans as he went along. While it was the big ticket item that shot us over budget, everyone is glad we have it now because parking in downtown is scarce.